Milwaukeeans thinking, all right, they're losing their minds because no one ever gets signed in Milwaukee to anything. You know what I mean?
You got like, two recent big signs.
Yeah, so everybody's like, it's over. Milwaukee, we're already like the new Seattle or whatever.
Kings Go Forth are from Milwaukee. And they're not just making some of the best new funk and R&B music that ever came out of Wisconsin. They're playing some of the best high-flying soul anywhere from Sharon Jones's New York to Black Joe Lewis's Texas. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Of all the new retro soul bands, Kings Go Forth might seem the most likely to have come from the pages of a comic book. By day, the 10 members lead fairly normal Midwestern lives. Members include an attorney, a software salesman, a valet parking attendant, a math teacher, and a record store owner. But by night, they become Kings Go Forth, with a singer who spent time in Curtis Mayfield's studio, a recording contract with David Byrne's Luwaka Bop label, and a debut album, The Outsiders Are Back, produced by disco legend Tom Moulton. During a recent visit to Studio A, Andy Noble of Kings Go Forth told me that the band is really kind of a Milwaukee supergroup, with players coming from all different backgrounds.
A lot of people came from different groups, really. You know, Milwaukee's not New York. It's not, you know, people tend to know, even if you're in the Latin scene and these guys are in the ska scene, these guys are in soul, these guys are rock. It's like you usually have mutual friends, if not actually know them. So really, it's kind of a couple pieces of different groups, really. You know, like I said, De La Buena, this Latin group, which, you know, astute listener, you can really hear there's kind of a secret Latin group inside of Kings Go Forth. You know, Danny and Matt, the singers, had done, you know, a decade or so in ska and reggae bands in Milwaukee and knew each other from that. So, I mean, there's a lot of specifics, but really it's like pieces of a couple different bands. Initially, I think it was for some kind of reunion for one of the guys' old ska groups, and we had just, it was a one show thing to play, I think, with English Beat or something. That's on one side of things. On the other side of things, I'm running my record store in New York, and I'm running my record store in Milwaukee, digging for a lot of records coming out here for records, stuff like that, all over the place. And Black Wolf came into my shop one day, and you know, we kind of hit it off talking about the old Milwaukee scene, 60s, 70s, 80s R&B scene in Milwaukee. So he and I had kind of had our own little thing going on outside of all these guys' other groups. And so he and I end up being the ones who are bringing these songs in to the group, sort of shaped the sound. Because like I said, you got a Latin group, you got reggae guys, you got rock guys. And the soul and funk music thing is kind of the thing we just end up playing best. We tried our hands at a few different styles so far and did okay at a few. But I think that like One Day is the first song we ever recorded. And just kind of opened up a path for us.
Kings Go Forth and live versions of One Day and Paradise Lost. Their debut album is The Outsiders Are Back. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Catch the full session at WFUV.org.